N4ZLK Mobile.
Is that okay? KA3JCA, how you doing there, Shade?
Just got off the phone with my mother and hadn't talked to you in a while. I don't think I'd heard you, even heard you today. I wasn't on the radio much today, but just wanted to see how you were and to say hello.
I was on the radio a couple times. I called for you, but I figured you were busy, and then I heard you talking with Patrick, but I was in the middle of doing something and so forth, but yeah, I'm doing good. I'm just laying here watching a Hallmark movie.
Come between a man and his Hallmark movies.
Wife and I stopped watching a lot of that other stuff. Just we've kind of switched to a lot of the Christian-based movies and films and pure flicks and so forth.
There's not a lot on the American television left to watch. We've been watching a lot of British shows, crime dramas and stuff like that. Some of them can kind of get dark, but they're usually a really good story and they'll last over several episodes. That's been a lot of fun. Is Sally doing okay?
Sir, she's been doing real good. Matter of fact, she actually just walked into the house. She was over at her mom's house, and she'll be back here in a second to say hi to you.
Yeah, I hope her job's doing well. I know she seemed to be enjoying it when it started.
I'm going to pass the mic over to you.
For JCA. Hey, Shane.
I hope you're well. It's good to hear you this evening.
Working so late.
I did work a little bit later, just the way the volume came in today, the way I had to use the trailers or couldn't use trailers that I've used before for other pickups, so I had to. It took me a little longer this afternoon, is what I'm trying to say.
So my job is doing good. Richard said you ask about that. We're through training, so I'm just trying to get it through their head that I don't need to watch nobody else no more. I need to do it, so, you know, to learn it. But so far, they're not listening to me.
Well, anyway, it'll get there. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying the job. I'm glad it's going well. That's important if you like it.
So you go home and you get some rest because you've been usually home before now.
I'm ready to be there and get something to eat and to climb into bed. And I hope you guys have a good evening. I just wanted to say hello.
Turn it back to Richard, KA4JCA.
Sally, have a good evening. KA4JCA and 3, N4, oh my goodness, N4ZLK. Forgot my own call there.
You ought to hear me when I'm giving my call, Ashley's call, Sally's call, the club call. And my friend Brian has got COVID, I just found out, so I've been checking him in.
The name sounds familiar. What's his call?
KM4JWP.
Yeah.
If I talk to him or not, but yeah, it gets confusing when you start throwing out all those calls, especially with the different numbers.
So, you ought to hear us at the morning, boy. Get in there, get Andrew, Eric, Patrick, Ted, David, a couple other people. And the boy, it's like a nightmare trying to remember everybody's call sign.
Patrick, today, my son and daughter-in-law, they have an apartment. It's a basement apartment at a friend of ours' place. And it's a little dark. They got their little grandbaby, my little grandbaby, their little daughter. And my wife told them, said, you know, if you guys just want to hang out here for a while, they're moving to a new apartment, a two-bedroom apartment complex here in November. And she said, if you guys want to hang out, you know, at our house for a while and take a break from the dark, dungy basement, you know, you're welcome to. So they moved into my radio room and the little eight is asleep when I get up in the morning, and she's asleep when I get home at night, so I'm not getting any access to the radio right now, but when I am there and she's there, I get access to her, so that's a blessing.
Move your radio over to your room, can they just go get you a piece of cable and put a barrel connector in there and just run it there temporarily?
But either my wife's asleep, you know, at nighttime or something, it'll be fine. It won't be that long. I could probably run the cable, you know, run a piece of coax. I've got some extra laying around, but I'm not worried about it at the moment.
That. So, well, I'm glad you called today. Good to talk to you and so forth like that. And, how much further you got to go home, sir?
About 5 minutes.
Today, Sally had to go into the office because they had a special thing for the all the new trainees where they got certificates for their training. Plus, they got to, I guess, meet the group that's coming in that's starting their three-week training. So forth like that. So she went in. She didn't have to go in until 10, but they paid her starting at 8. And then she had to be back online by 2 o'clock, and then she worked from 2 to 5 in the office. Then she went to see her mom afterwards. So that's usually the schedule on Wednesday. She'll work, and then when she's done, she visits her mom for a couple hours. And then on Saturday, she tries to spend like 9 o'clock till 2 o'clock with her mom, taking her to Walmart or Target or Publix, stuff like that, the library.
I'm sure her mom appreciates that, being able to get out. I don't see my mother as much as you think I would be able to, since she just lives in Easley, not about 30 minutes away from me, but she's married, and one of my brothers is living there too right now, so she's not alone. She's got some help and got, you know, she's able to get around, so I try to talk to her pretty regularly.
Got somebody, yeah. Sally's mom, her husband is deceased, and so it's just her, and she's like living in a little one-bedroom apartment. It was like, it's a converted hotel is what it is. So she's living in a single room to keep the cost down. It just, they want to rape the seniors left and right for rent, man. It's crazy. KA3JCA.
Yeah, there's no good answer other than, I don't know. There's no good answer. Anyway, I'm glad she's able to spend some time with her, though. N4ZLK.
Wife, about that June jam?
I actually forgot about it. What was the name of it again?
Yeah, I think it's the Apple Scrapple Festival. And then the other one is the June jam.
Apple and June jam. I will ask her if she's still awake. She's got to get up in the morning, go to work early, so she possibly will be in bed, but I will see. I'll ask her when I get home.
Well, Sally actually just told me just now that she's got to get to bed because she's got to be up early in the morning to go to work, walk across the hallway.
At that rush hour traffic. Well, you guys have a good evening. It was really good to hear Sally tonight. Good to hear you, and hope everything goes well. Hope you have a good evening, and I will talk to you probably tomorrow sometime. KA3JCA and 4ZLK.
All righty, Shane. I'll eventually, too, I'll get Ashley back on the radio here, too. She'll say hi to you. I've trained her to be a net controller right now. So, all righty, 7-3, sir. Finish your drive home safely, and tell everybody we said hi. KA3J.
4ZLK.
KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge to meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGQ portion. this being Wednesday night, the rag-chew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag-chew, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Off with the folks that use the pre-check-in function on the repeater tonight, and then we'll go over to the Echo Link. I got KA3JCA, that's Mr. Richard. His sweet bride, KA4JCA, that's Miss Sally. And KA4ACL, that's their daughter Ashley, and down in Simpsonville. Richard brings along K3DOV, that's the Upstate Amateur Radio Club in Simpsonville. And KM4JWP, Master Brian up in Rutherfordton. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride in 4IEI, Miss Isla, during Traveler's Rest. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail in Prosperity. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew in Simpsonville. And KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt, he's over in Greenville. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim, he's in Pelzer. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy in Taylor's. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up at Table Rock. And K4ROW, that's Mr. Richard in Greenville. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony in Asheville. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's in Malden. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And K1CJW, Mr. Roland over in Pickens. And KO4RAX, that's Mr. Jim in Dacusville. And KI4MRA is Mr. Fred in StarTech. And K4AFT, that's Mr. Michael down in Central. Appreciate all these fine folks using the pre-check-in function of the repeater. Got you all in the log. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Don't have any EchoLink stations up right now, so we'll move up to the RF check-in, starting with M through P. Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, all be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. Her husband Rick, KK4DMW. And their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Miss Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, 4DOS. To the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
November 4, Quebec, November, Victor. And for QNV, this is Brian and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
4, NOS. Gary, this is Chris, KO4QOG. Just check me in and out tonight from Liberty.
4, DOS. Whiskey 4, Tango Oscar Alpha, W4TOA, Grant, Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, Gary.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4QNV, Mr. Ryan over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ryan. Is that Ryan or Brian?
Ryan. Bravo, Romeo, India, Alpha, November.
All right. I'm glad I asked, because I had the wrong name written down. I apologize for that, Brian, but we got you in the log. And I got your name corrected as well. Thanks for doing that for me. Also like to say good evening to my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, over in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. And W4TOA, Mr. Grant, up there at Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Grant. Let's try Echo Link stations now. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, this is Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey, Ben in Simpsonville. Want to say hello to the net tonight. Hope everybody's doing well midweek here. I'll be negative negative and 73. Good night.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ben. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move up to the next alphabetical group, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Control. Whiskey 4 Whiskey Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz. We're negative and negative, kitty.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to W4WOZ. That's the mayor of Waz, Mr. Rod over there in Waz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well. Sound like you got that group to yourself. Maybe we'll pick another one up. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Greer. Good evening.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4WTQ. That's Mr. Greg over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you're doing well. Let's try Echo Link stations again. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call
KI4DOS. KI4DOS, hello again, Gary. If you would check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself on the net. No traffic, no queue. Do be sure and tell Miss Joy that we say hello.
This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KA4PQA. Mr. Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. And I will relay your message to Joy. She's in the other room reading a book tonight. But I'll tell her that you said hi. Tell Jennifer we said hey and hope y'all are doing well. Let's go back up to the alphabet. Where was I? Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Going around the corner to the front of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
For DOS, if you're doing well tonight, please check in November 4 Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative tonight. Good evening to everyone on the net.
DOS, pardon the background noise if there is any. Please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, doing laundry, negative to negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4DJW, Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Appreciate appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. I'll relay your message to Joy. I'd also like to say good evening to N4DJC, Mr. Jerry. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. And KN4CHY, Mr. Keith, down there in Seneca doing laundry. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. And Keith, I just barely could hear something running in the background, but it was not bad. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us. Hope all y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KB2BYQ. That's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. Let's move on up to the Echo Through Hotel, Group E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina. And Gary, I will be in and out tonight. Thank you for calling the net. And tell Miss Joy we say hello.
DOS. Can you please check in? Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kevin, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
KI4DOS. Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, and I got a bad cold. other than that, I'm okay. Over.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KO4HKX. And that's Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. And I'll relay your message in there to Joey. Hope y'all are doing well. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene, over there, Taylor's with a bad cold. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Hope you get feeling better, get over that cold real soon. Other than that, yeah, get you some rest there, young man. That's about the only way you can get rid of a cold. Appreciate you being here. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Coming up to the patient group on a Wednesday night, Echo, India through Lima. India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Yes. If you and Miss Joy are well, please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy, good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Give me your call again. Your name?
Kilo Juliet 4 Mike. 4 Mike, name is Dean. Echo November Echo.
4 Mike, and your name is Mike. Is that correct?
Negative. Juliet 4 Mike. Kilo Juliet 4 Mike. Name is June. Golf Echo November Echo. June.
Got it corrected. Well, I had that all mixed up. But I do appreciate you being with us tonight. I hope you're doing well. I'd also like to say good evening to KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's a little further north up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope she's doing well also. Any other, well, let me recognize my sweet bride, K3JOY. She's in the other room reading a book tonight. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo. Larry. QS. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no roundtable. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to K4LWE, Mr. Larry, down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's see. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Sinsville. Negative and negative.
AOS, they check in Kilo Juliet 4, Tango India, Quebec, KJ4TIQ, Philip and Easley. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm a WMP. You know exactly where I'm going tonight, Gary. 732 Gary, Miss Joy, and all the net be negative and negative tonight.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. And KJ4TIQ, that's my neighbor Philip over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Philip. And KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, he's mobile down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. You be careful out there on the mobile and don't work too hard this evening. All of you folks have a great evening, and I hope all of y'all are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. That's KD4SRR. Robert, that is his favorite parking place. And I have noticed one thing about the repeater tonight. When you hang up, it gives everybody the raspberry. Well, you know, that kind of Brooklyn Shear sound. So I don't know what that is, but maybe y'all already mentioned something about it. But I'll be negative and negative. I'm just happy and contented down here with my pretzel. So 73 is to everyone.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KD4SRR. Mr. Robert down there at his favorite parking spot in Clinton. Waiting on the donuts to come out. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. And if it does it this time, I'm on a different radio. Tell me if it does it again.
The raspberry this time. It was just when you dekeyed, it was making that sound. Just like somebody giving a Brooklyn cheer. Not all the time, but sometimes. So, yeah, you definitely sound all right and mighty fine now. Thank you very much for coming back to me. KD4SRR, clear.
Well, you know how it is. If you can't hear your own radio unless somebody tells you, you don't know you're having a problem. So I do appreciate it. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Les? Check in, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB. My name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on net.
The DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. I didn't recognize my door prize winner tonight, and that's Mr. Fred, KO4NNH. He's mobile down there in Piedmont, headed to work. So, Fred, you won the door prize tonight, buddy. Sorry I missed that a minute ago. But running a little light tonight, but you won the door prize, Fred. For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Okay, I-4-D-O-S.
R-O-N, Whiskey, Delta 8, Romeo, Oscar, November, Ed in Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
4-D-O-S in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to WD-8-R-O-N, Mr. Ed, up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Hope you're doing well. And by telephone relay, I got KO4NUE, Mr. Chad, and his sweet bride, KO4RYP, Miss Anna. I don't know if they're at home or not, but I got them by telephone relay. Got a text message from Chad. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rags you, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone that has anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got on the swap net tonight is for sale. It's an ICOM IC2300H. That's a 2-meter transceiver, a mobile transceiver with a HM133 microphone. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS830S. That's an HF transceiver. He has a Kenwood MC50 desk mic and a Kenwood SP230 external speaker, and he would like $500 for all of it. Does anyone need any fields? Them up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT747. That's an HF transceiver. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Heathkit SB200 amplifier. That's an HF amplifier. He said it's just been rebuilt. It works real well. He would like $675 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Heathkit antenna tuner. It matches the SB200 amplifier. And he would like $190 for this antenna tuner. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Tentec 509 Argonaut. That's a QRP transceiver. He would like $190 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Tentec 538 Jupiter. It has a hand mic or a desk mic. If you want the hand mic, he wants $350 for it. If you want it with the desk mic, he wants $385 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Motorola XTS 5000. That's a VHF HT with a charger, and he would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fuels?
KD4SRR here. Mr. Gary, your signal just went crazy again. We couldn't hear the last part of the Jupiter ad and the first part of this ad right here.
Perfectly clear here, KJ4ZWA.
KJ4ZWA, you say the signal was good up there?
Perfectly fine. You got a great signal into here, no dropping out whatsoever. I guess you can go ahead and check me in as well.
Same here, Gary, KC4EZN.
Robert, maybe you're in a bad spot down there. But we got KJ4ZWA checked in. Appreciate you being with us. I guess you're at home in Traveler's Rest. Buddy, do appreciate it. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet while we got a break in the reading of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. Continuing. The next item we got up on the SwapNet book is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS450SAT that has the built-in antenna tuner. It's in excellent condition. Is the microphone, the power cord, and the CW Nair filter, along with the manual, and he would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TM241A. That's a 2-meter transceiver. It's in good condition in the box with the accessories and the manual, and he would like $110 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Is for sale. Fella has a pair of 49 megahertz hands-free communicators that work well, and they are in the original boxes, and he would like $45 for them. Does anyone need any fuels? The mup is looking for, got a fella looking for a Kenwood R5000 receiver in excellent condition. Does anyone need any fuels? Mup is for sale. It's a Rig Expert AA35 Zoom. That's an HF antenna analyzer, like brand new. It's in the box, and he would like $175 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? The last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT991A. It has the Mars mod, has the DTMF MH 36EHJ microphone. It has a portable 0991EB side rails with the handles. It has the original boxes, the manuals, and all the accessories. He says it's in perfect condition, and he would like $1,300 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? To conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight, folks, appreciate all you fine folks stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Didn't have anybody add anything or take anything off, so I guess everything is good as it goes. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Didn't have anyone marked for rag chew tonight. Is there anyone out there that would like to make a comment or any other check-ins? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, this is Robert again down in Clinton. Question for you. But, being as there are 12 charters in the parking lot, is there any possibility that the noise I was hearing was one of those guys keying down with a heater by their foot? And you know what I mean.
Well, yeah.
And that could very well be it. Somebody's running just a little warm over there tonight. I had a question. I asked this question before. 2-meter sideband, 2-meter all modes. What would be the real use for such? these days, and what would be the max anybody would want to pay for a 2-meter sideband radio? I understand they're only using about 10 watts max. So, $100, $75 as cheap as you can get it, or what would be the maximum use I'd get out of some unit like that? Over.
There are folks here in the upstate that run 2-meter sideband. I get on 2-meter sideband occasionally. I have talked from here to Virginia on 2-meter sideband myself. They're a lot of fun, and no, they don't stop at 10 watts. You know, of course, this base station that I've got here, this Kenwood TS-2000, it'll do 100 watts on 2-meter sideband. But most of those radios run about 50 watts. You know, just like a regular FM your regular FM transceiver. You can get it to all kinds. You can have all kinds of fun with it, you know, depending on what you want to do. But if you don't ever want to, if you don't get on sideband and try to talk to anybody, then I guess it's kind of a useless feature.
My units are what, pretty much legacy, because you don't see, at least I don't see, too many new units coming out. And the ones I mentioned seemed like they were almost like QRP power. You know, they'd say 1 watt and 10 watts. And I was thinking about some of the ICOMs and the Kenwoods that I saw.
Well, no, I had a Kenwood, what was that? I can't remember. It's a TM. I don't remember the number on it. But it was a 2-meter all mode. It did upper and lower sideband and FM and all that stuff. You were asking about the price. Had a guy came over to the house one day, and he saw it, and he said, "I've been looking for one of those." And he said, "You want to sell it?" I said, "Well, not really." And he asked me what I'd take for it, and I said, "I don't know." I said, "Make me an offer." And he offered to buy it for $200, and I let him hold it. I will say I do miss it, because it was a monobander. And it hung up under the shelf along with my other monobanders. And then I've got two radios that have HF, UHF through HF. You know, like 440 through 160 meters. And I don't like having all my eggs in one basket. So that's the reason I have all the monobanders that I have. You know, if one of my big radios dies or one part of it goes out, I have to send it off. I've still got other backups.
I was looking when I saw one popped up here. A IC251A is an alpha. And I'm looking at the specs on that. And let's see what EHAM says. I'm just wondering if that might be too old. A little too legacy, maybe. Internet's kind of slow tonight, so it's not loading real quick here. In fact, I'd say it's slower than molasses. But let's see what it says. Well, they had the E version, but this is the A version. So it doesn't really tell me the power on it. Now, if it was 50 watts, it probably wouldn't have a CSS board or anything like that, though, right?
Well, no. I'm not familiar with that particular radio. The Kenwood that I had a tone board in it. You could get on, you know, a repeater had a tone. You could put the tone in there and all that other stuff. But there again, I don't know.
Comment.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, in a group N4DJC. I had a 251A. That's a 10-watt ICOM rig, but it did not have a tone board in it. It's mainly for weak signal work, single sideband. I used it on FM, but we had so few repeaters. This was back in the early 80s, maybe 82 or something like that. We had so few repeaters that had tone boards back in those days. It wasn't necessary.
Good, yeah, I see here it's a 10-watt all the way around. 2 watts audio output, or 1.5 watt, rather. Yeah, that might be a little too old for me unless somebody just, you know, $50 or something. I would like to find one that would be a 50-watt radio. Why not? Might as well, you know. So, well, anyway, that's all I had to ask tonight. And thanks to everybody for helping me answer it. So this is 84SRR, back to net control.
Well, I'm glad Jerry came in there. He's familiar with that particular transceiver. I am not. Like I said, if you look around my shack, you see mostly Kenwoods. I do have a Yaesu and a ICOM, and I've got other radios. I got Tentex, and well, I don't know what all I've got anymore. But I got a menagerie of radios in here. And I'm just not familiar with a lot of them. And so I'm glad Jerry came in and let us know about that one, since he was familiar with it. Additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
DOS, this is KJ4ZWA. I'll say hi for a bit.
ZWA, KI4DOS. Hey, Daniel, what have you been up to?
Daniel is my older brother.
I apologize. You changed your name. Well, you didn't change your name. You just started getting called by a different part of your name. And Daniel is... ZWM, right?
WZM. Yeah. Well, not much went on today. Just did work. Got out, rode my bicycle a little bit. Had some fun. Other than that, I mean, I guess the biggest thing is, since I last talked to you, is I moved up to Traveler's Rest.
Yeah. I don't remember where you were the last time I talked to you, but... you weren't in Traveler's Rest, but I'm glad that you're up in that area. Daniel was telling me that you rode that bicycle, gosh, I don't know, you know, like a couple of states away or something. Is that right?
And ridden it in a number of states across the country, but I guess maybe what he's talking about was the longest ride I did, which was from downtown Greenville, well, a little bit north of downtown Greenville, down to Beaufort. I did that in one day. That was 228 miles.
My word. Lord of mercy. I bet you were a tired puppy at the end of that day.
Did it in 11 hours and 6 minutes, so averaged a little bit over 20 miles an hour for getting down there. That was last June. I think the total that I burned that day was something like 16,000 calories. And, yeah, I was very, very tired after that.
There's a lot of hills between here and there. I'm sure you enjoyed the downhill version, but the uphills were probably pretty tiresome. And, gosh, I can't imagine riding a bicycle that far. Of course, I've ridden a motorcycle a lot further than that, but, you know, I don't have to do any work with it other than twist the grip on the handlebar. I can't imagine pedaling a bicycle that far. But my hat's off to you for doing that, young man. Gosh, that's impressive, to say the least, as far as I'm concerned. You know, I don't think that... I don't think I could have done that in my younger years. I know I couldn't do it now.
Be surprised. There's some guys that I ride with. Some of them are well into their 60s to early 70s, and a lot of them can still go quite fast and for quite a long distance. There's one guy in particular who I've ridden with before, and even though he's in his upper 60s, I think he's like 68 years old, but even though he's that old, like, he can still make me work really hard. He can still leave me behind sometimes if I'm if I'm not 100% on my game, like, he'll drop me like a hot potato.
Well, I guess he's been doing it a long time, right?
5 years, yeah.
Impressive, too. I see a lot of bicycles there. There's a club that, I say a club, there's a bunch of guys that get together. And ladies, men and women on the bicycles, they terrorize the roads around my house. you know, I don't mind them riding on the road, but they need to share the road a little bit. You know, they get in a group and block the whole road up, and, you know, if a car gets behind them, they, you know, you just have to slow down and wait on them, I guess. That's what I normally do, and then finally I'll get out from behind them. I'll make a turn or go a different route or something. But that's the only thing that bothers me about the bicycle riders, their fleet, is they don't have any respect for the other traffic, it seems like, when they're riding in a great big group.
I try to be as accommodating of traffic as I can. I know not everyone is, and a lot of it is honestly because some of those folks have gotten hit by cars before, and so therefore they ride out a little bit further into the road as a group just so they want to not have cars try and squeeze past in the same lane. So, like, I can see both sides, but I've gotten hit by cars' mirrors and things like that, so I understand both sides, but I don't know what to tell you on that one. I appreciate not hitting any of us. There's been a couple of my friends got hit by cars recently, and it's not pretty when that happens. So I appreciate you giving them some room.
Yeah, 100. We'll say a heavy fella, 180 pound man, or a lighter weight lady, compared to a 2-3-4,000 pound vehicle. that ain't much of a matchup. But, you know, they used to have rules, that they had to go by. They did when I was young. If you were caught riding out in the middle of the road, a police officer would stop you and maybe give you a ticket. Most of the time, they just chewed you out real hard and asked if you knew what the rules were. And other than that, you know, they pretty well let you go. I don't know. I guess it's all right. It's just we all have to try to get along together. What I enjoy, some other people might not. And what they enjoy, I might not enjoy. You know, I enjoy riding a bicycle, but I don't even ride a motorcycle on the roads anymore because people in the cars, they just don't watch out for smaller vehicles, I'll put it that way, because I've had a couple of smaller vehicles that, you know, just popped up out of nowhere. You know, I try to be careful, and, oh gosh, I don't know, I've been a lot of years without an accident, and I hope I continue on in that respect, and I sure don't want to hurt anybody with a vehicle, that's for sure.
Yeah, right now the South Carolina law as it stands is that cyclists aren't supposed to ride more than 2 abreast on the road, and where they can, they're supposed to keep to the right. However, there is a caveat to that, and that is if it's not safe for a car to pass in whatever given road, be it like a lot of traffic coming the other way, or if it's a very curvy road, the cyclist is allowed to take the full lane. If it's not safe for a car to go passing by at that particular area. So that's where the law is in particular right now. But, yeah, there's not a lot that's totally ideal about the current road situation. I wish that there were a lot of roads around here that have a little bit more of a shoulder so that cars and bicycles could share a little bit better instead of having a rumble strip exactly on the white line or sometimes even into the... But, I mean, I guess that's something to take up with politicians more than anything else.
Oh, man, we ain't going to talk about them people up there in the puzzle palace. if they had a puzzle to put together, they'd lose the pieces.
I lived in California Fleet when I was back in like 1970 to 1974. They had bicycle lanes out there for the bicyclist. They had a wide shoulder, and then they had a green line that was painted. And then, then they had the white lines and the yellow lines and all that. But if a car got caught over there across the green line, boy, you're talking about a big ticket now. That's where it was a designated bicycle lane just for bicycles. And if a car got caught over there, boy, I tell you what, they read him a riot act, and it cost him a whole bunch of money.